This news brought to you by Froom, Australia's number one mushroom products brand, now available at Harris Farm Market stores. Headline, Is India the One to Watch? Cultivated trout. Just leapt out of the lab and onto the plate, Mumbai-based, Biocraft Foods has just launched what could be the tipping point for Asia's cellular seafood sector, revealing structured rainbow trout fillets created without the fish. Developed in partnership with the Indian Council of Agricultural Research, Central Institute of Coldwater Fisheries Research, ICAR-CICFR, these next-gen fillets aren't just lab-grown, they're also 3D-printed. Here's how it works. First, scientists grow real fish cells, muscle, fat, connective tissue, in a bioreactor using nutrients. That's the lab-grown part. Then, those cultivated cells are layered using proprietary 3D bioprinting technology, building structured trout fillets, mimicking the texture, taste, and nutritional profile of the real thing. No bones, no blood, no ocean or river mess. Why trout? It's a consumer favourite for its high protein and omega-3 hit, but conventional farming is resource-intensive, seasonal, and increasingly risky for wild stocks. Biocraft sidesteps all that by developing cell lines from native Indian species, ensuring year-round supply and cutting out the weather factor. Our partnership with ICAR-CICFR marks a significant milestone, says Biocraft founder and CEO Kamal Nayan Tibrewal. This breakthrough preserves aquatic biodiversity and brings cleaner, cruelty-free fish to the plate. Traditional trout farming relies on antibiotics and is vulnerable to disease, overcrowding, and environmental contamination, not to mention microplastics. The Biocraft approach eliminates all of it. The result? Cleaner fillets, safer food, and a supply chain independent of rivers and rainfall. Dr. Amit Pandey, principal scientist at ICAR-CICFR, agrees. This collaboration shows how academic research and emerging industry players can help evolve India's alternative protein landscape, he says. It's about food security and biodiversity delivered through science. Global fish production hit 223.2 million tonnes in 2022, according to the FAO's SOFIA report. Yet climate pressure, pollution, and overfishing are biting harder than ever. Biocraft plans to scale up with a dedicated R&D facility by the end of 2025 and roll out a full commercial line of cultivated fish and meat products by 2026. The company is also working with India's Food Safety and Standards Authority, FSSAI, to ensure a smooth regulatory pathway for cell-based food. So, is India the one to watch in the cultivated seafood scene? With trout like this, lab-grown, 3D-built, and ocean-free, it's no longer just a question. It's a warning shot to the global fish industry. The future doesn't swim. It's printed. The link to this audio sponsor is on the bottom of the page.